Love getting Anthony going. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony Piano along for the ride as he's been for so many years. Unbelievable. I am so lucky to have a talented guy like Piano helping me to get this show together every week. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Rocket Mortgage. What you do is you push button and you get mortgage. And the John Kincaid Show Super Bowl special will come your way Saturday, February the 1st. So Super Bowl Sunday, Ken Carman will slide over and wake you up on Super Bowl Sunday morning. But we'll have our Super Bowl special, 10 a.m. on Saturday the 1st, Eastern Time, coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay. And very much looking forward to seeing my favorite place on earth, my happy place, Las Vegas, Nevada, for Super Bowl 54 weekend. Doesn't seem believable. Super Bowl 54 weekend. Congratulations to our cohort, Bill Cowher, on being inducted into the centennial class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll find out more about who goes into that class a little bit later on this week. But congratulations to Coach Cowher. That was a special moment if you missed it yesterday on CBS. And I want to remind you that the NFL on CBS is home to the divisional round today. 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, are you kidding me? That is must-see TV. The game begins with the NFL today only on CBS. You don't want to miss it. And again, congratulations to Coach Cowher. A well-deserved honor. And if I can say something, as far as this centennial class, and they've already done, you know, they've already done the election. We'll find out the other members of the centennial class coming up. But I have a personal one. If Dan Reeves, Coach Dan Reeves, is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is an incredible, awful oversight. And I'm hoping that we're going to have Dan Reeves in the Pro Football Hall of Fame later on this week. Coach Dan Reeves has, for listeners in Atlanta, Georgia, on 680 The Fan, where Buck and Kincaid resides, my weekday show I've been doing with my partner Buck Ballou for 20 years. Coach Dan Reeves, for over a decade of the show, was a part of our show as a Monday analyst, you know, talk about the games. He still was watching the games very tightly. He retired from doing that this past off season. I got to give Coach a big hug a few weeks ago. We were in the same restaurant, got to catch up with him. I really miss him. But I learned more about NFL football just listening to Dan Reeves talk about things. And I laughed because after Dan Reeves was the coach of the Falcons, and then, he retired from coaching, he became an analyst with our station. And so we got to play golf sometimes. And nobody enjoys doing the scorecard at the end of a round of golf to try to collect his money more than Dan Reeves. Let me tell you, he's still a fierce competitor. And so I said to Coach Reeves one day, Coach, did it ever bother you when you would get in your car at the end of the day and you'd be listening in? Because he would say he would listen. And strangely enough, I built a house in a neighborhood on the north side of Atlanta. Built a brand new house. There were 6 houses on this cul-de-sac, 6 lots. And I took one of the empty lots and had a house under construction. And they can't tell you who lives on the lot. You know, they can't tell you. But at the time, the Falcons offensive coordinator had a house on the cul-de-sac. And I was moving in like directly sort of catty corner across the street from him. And it was really funny because when Coach Reese found out, he was like, oh, geez, are you kidding me? Really? Of all the cul-de-sacs and all the communities, that's what happened. So I hope Coach Reeves, among others, gets their chance to be part of this centennial class. Let me tell you this. Talk about a hot seat. You want to have success. You want to have that opportunity when you finally break through. For Andy Reid, I have a rooting interest. And I tell you many times, I don't try to hide. I've never hidden to you who I root for. I always love it when I hear radio hosts that try to act like they're objective. No, you can be honest. You can be fair. Very few of us can honestly be objective, though, because you're always going to have your internal biases and your biases that you've got. As you well know, I try to be fair. But as you know, if you listen to this show, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. I hate them. Love mocking the Cowboys. I don't try to hide that. But I'm also fair, and I acknowledge what I like about the Cowboys and what I don't like, and didn't like Jason Garrett, thought it was he was cartoonish. And we'll talk about the head coaching hires coming up a little bit later on in the show. Like Dak Prescott a lot. When I hear people questioning, can you win with Dak? Yeah, I really do. I think you can. I really do. I think you can. I think you have a good chance to win with Dak if you do the right things with him. But I have a rooting interest in this postseason. There are six teams left that can hoist the Lombardi Trophy, and I will, as a fan, root for Andy Reid to be the one that hoists it. Because as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, I was a huge Andy Reid fan. Yet, when it came to the end in Philly, I was glad to see Andy move on. And less than 48 hours from moving on, he was hired by the Hunt family in Kansas City and went there, and he's had another incredible run there with the Chiefs. And foresight. Andy Reid, a lot of people don't realize, was going to draft. He was going to try to draft Russell Wilson. Andy Reid was going to, you know, had the foresight to go get Patrick Mahomes. He's a brilliant offensive mind. I'm going to root like hell for Andy Reid because I always have to root for this. And I laugh because I've worked with people over the years that say, why are you rooting for teams? Why do you have to have a rooting interest? I said, I can't sit and watch a game and not sort of hope that one team wins over the other. I was a little torn last night because I really do like John Harbaugh, also off that Andy Reid coaching tree. But I'm not crazy about the offense that they run. And that sort of betrayed them yesterday when you had a team that could take away the things that Lamar Jackson wanted to do. He looked extremely ordinary, extremely ordinary. But for Andy Reid, he's knocked on that door. He's gotten to those championship games. He had, you know, a series of championship game losses in Philadelphia. Went five times to the Final Four as the Eagles coach, which, by the way, you're going to mock. People are going to mock and say, wow, he got to the NFC Championship game five times. He won once. And people are going to mock that. Let me assure you, getting to the NFC Championship game five times was a joyous occasion for Eagle fans because they'd never seen any kind of a run like that. So I'm going to root for Andy. And I think the seas have parted a bit for him because he has another chance to have home field advantage in the AFC Championship game. Oh, and this time, Tom Brady's not going to be standing in his way. And Bill Belichick's not going to be standing in his way. If there was ever a year for Andy Reid to get to his second Super Bowl, this is it. Beat a ordinary Houston Texans team. And that's where my comments go this hour. Of the four games this weekend, it's the one that I thought would be a blowout. I think the Houston Texans are an ordinary football team. The Texans fans are probably saying, well, yeah, really ordinary. We're in the divisional playoff round. Extremely ordinary. Really ordinary. Like, shockingly ordinary to me. I'm not believing that this is going to be a Texans team that can, after the performance I saw last week, which to me was horrendous, absolutely horrendous. I didn't like them last week. Don't like them anymore today. And for Deshaun Watson, I've seen many amazing things this year. Amazing things. And he's another Atlanta guy, suburbs of Atlanta. Far out suburbs, but suburbs of Atlanta. He's another Atlanta guy who I have a ton of respect for. But too much inconsistent play. Too many times when I'm like, what's going on here? Why does this game seem like such a hassle for him? Why is there a struggle today? Disappears for a quarter and a half, and then does Superman type things for a quarter or a quarter and a half. And last Saturday night, pulling it out in that playoff game. I doubt the Houston Texans, and I've doubted them majorly. Didn't doubt them to win last week, but I really doubt them today. In fact, I don't see how they win at Kansas City. You may see that as disrespect, and you can join me at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Due to their performance during the season and then last week in the postseason, due to the venue of the game, I thought the Houston Texans, of the 8 teams playing this weekend, were the least likely to win. And I didn't think it was close. I wait for the Houston Texans to have an identity, to somewhere get a clutch gene to them, to put together 4 quarters of football. Can I see that team play smart football for 4 quarters? Like ever? And for Bill O'Brien not to be appearing to sabotage himself during many games?